Zok de Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Masechtes Kiddushin, Perik Beis, Mishnah, a Mekadesh, a Seisha, someone's Mekadesh, a woman. And he makes a condition. Al Menas on the condition, she ain't alel nedarim. She doesn't have any nedarim. Venimsu alel nedarim. It turns out she did make some nedarim. So the Tanai was not fulfilled. And Memela ain't a Mekadesh. She is not Mekadesh. She would not need a get from him. The Kiddushin never took effect to start with. Many explain if we were talking about the types of nedarim that a person would be makbid on it. Let's say she made a neder to ask for meat on herself, or not to drink wine, or not to put on jewelry. These are called nedarim of inui nefesh. But if her neder really had nothing to do with getting in the way of their relationship, that would not be mevatel the kedushin. Even though he said plain, he's only being mekadesh on the condition she doesn't have any nedarim, we can assume that meant the types of nedarim that people would be makbid on. That's what the Gemara says. There are different mahalchim of the Rishonim, how to understand the Gemara. But basically, that's the halacha. Now suppose he didn't make any tanai. He didn't say, only on the condition she doesn't have any nedarim. Stam, he was mekadesher. Kinasa, he brings her into the chuppah, stam. And then she says, oh, by the way, did I mention this to you? V'nimsa alea nedarim. Turns out she has nedarim. Teitzei shaloi b'ksuvah. She goes out without her ksuba. He can say, I don't want a woman that makes nedarim. But, in this case, she will need a get, being that he didn't make a beferish a tanai. So if he made a tanai, I'm only marrying you on the condition you have no nedarim, and it turns out she does, there was never a marriage. She doesn't need a get. If he never made such a tanai, but he says, I would have never married a lady that has nedarim on her, she goes out without her ksuba, but she does need a get. Because what he's saying now, oh, I've never taken a lady with a neder, we can't be 100% sure. You didn't say that before. It bothered you so much. By the way, there's another pshat in this Mishnah that also comes from the Gemara Masechtas Ksubas, that these aren't two separate cases, but it's one case. Remember, every marriage starts with Kiddushin, then there's Chuppah. So according to Rav, in the Gemara, in Masechtes Ksubis, we read the Mishnah this way. Let's go back to the beginning of Mishnah. Mekadesh HaSeisha, this person is Mekadesh, a woman, al menas she'ein alea nedarim. He says, beferish, on the condition there's no nedarim. V'nimsa alea nedarim, then it turns out she does have nedarim, ein mekadeshes. The Tanai was not fulfilled. But that's only because there was Kiddushin. If, however, Kinasa, he took her into the Chuppah, they went the next step to Chuppah, and then they found out she had nedarim. And again, we're talking about someone that said on the condition that she doesn't have any nedarim. So Taka, she goes out without a ksuba, but here too, we will need a get. Once she went into Chuppah, we say you need a get. Because it could be once they went to a Chuppah, he was Meichel on his Tanai. That's the reason that she would need a get. Weiter. Same would be true if someone is Mekadesh and Isha Almanas on the condition She'ein Bamumen. She has no blemishes. V'nimse Bamumen. Turns out she does have Mumen. Ein Mekadeshes. The Tanai was not fulfilled. If he was Mekadesh her without saying anything, and Kenasa, she comes into the Chuppah, stop. V'nimse Bamumen. It turns out she has Mumen. Then Teitzei Shaloi B'Ksuba. Because he could say, look, I don't want such a wife. But she would require a get, because he didn't say so, beferish. What's called a mum? Zak the Mishnah, call a mum and ha-poislin be-kayhanim, any mum that would pass a kohen to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, poislin would also pass over here, binashim, in regard to the halacha of being mevatel the kiddushin when he made such a tanai. But if the mumim are the types of mum that would not pass a kohen, then the kiddushin does not become batel because of them. Okay, let's chaz over our Mishnah. Mishnah, hey, if someone is Mekadesh, a woman on the condition, on the Tanai, that there are no Nedarim, she wasn't Mekabel upon herself any Nedarim, and it turns out that she was Mekabel upon herself Nedarim, and the types of Nedarim that could be troublesome, that affects the way they live, ain't a Mekadesh. She's not Mekadesh, as the Mishnah told us. If he took her in plain, without making this condition, it turns out that she did have Nedarim, and he says, I would have never married her. She goes out without a ksuba, but she would require a get. If he says on the condition that she has no mumen, she has no physical defects, it turns out that she does, she's not Megadashes. If you took her in plain and it turns out she has Mumim, she goes out without a Ksuba, but she would require a get. The Mishnah told us any Mum that passels by a Kayin would also passel by Nashim.